Pleased to be joined by head coach Ryan Poley as the Terriers get set to start their 12th season at the varsity level against Siena on Saturday. And coach, how exciting is it to get the season going here?
Exciting. Every year it brings a challenge in the group, and certainly this year's group has been working really hard in the preseason, and excited to get out there and play a different color jersey.
Yeah, take me through the last couple of weeks. Obviously, you play at Syracuse and then home against Dartmouth. How important is that to sort of get ready for Siena, having those two, game weeks, if you will?
I mean, the preparation was good. We had a great preseason, came back about 12 days early, got a couple 2-a-days, really got a good group of senior leadership, which was able to kind of bring our team together, and we used a lot of off the field time to build our culture and install what we needed to work on. And then certainly had a full game week to get ready for Syracuse. And obviously, they have a great tradition, and to go travel and get on the road and practice what it would be like to run a weight contest was important. And I thought we played really well. Syracuse being a top five team this year and have a ton back and a ton of scoring power, I thought we really held our own and things. And then last weekend against Dartmouth, I think we from our Syracuse week and did some really good things, and we look to continue to grow. We had a great week of practice and looking to play a great game tomorrow.
This is a team that has a lot of familiar faces, maybe, but just guys that maybe haven't played in those elevated roles yet. Just talk about how excited you are to see some of these guys that have been here for 4 years that are finally going to get a chance to maybe play, take on a more important role, at their particular position groups.
Yeah, I think that's well said. I think, again, I've talked about it a few times, but just the COVID and the fifth year just really cut a lot on our roster at the top. And we had great players, and obviously we had a ton of success with them. And there's some guys on our team that took secondary roles, and some other guys on the team that we're in that third line or just on the outside of the Saturday lineup that have been waiting their chance. And in normal years, without that additional fifth year, I think they would have been playing as sophomores or juniors or having a little bit more of an extended role on Saturdays. So guys like Zach Travellini and James Corcoran, who have been on our first and second line, but haven't kind of been the guys that we've been relying on to be our major point producers. Guys like Jimmy O'Connell, who have been on man up and in between our second and third line, and now we're going to count on him to be a primary attackman. And Brennan Kelly, who was relied on as primarily just a finisher, now we're going to ask him to do more some more things. And then we have guys like Connor Kemp and Trey Brown that are now going to be like the leaders of our defense. And it's just really exciting to see these guys step into these roles and be the leaders on the field. And then certainly our staples up the middle with Matt Fritz and Will Barnes returning, to build on really strong junior year.
Yeah, I was just going to say, ask how important is it to have experience at those two positions? I feel like this has been a hallmark of the program, is having guys be good at the face-off acts and certainly, good in the cage.
I think that has been, a staple of our program. I think up the middle, we've been really strong from the faceoff X to the LSM position to the goalie position. We've been able to recruit well there, develop well, and guys have really stepped up and done a tremendous job. So looking for that to continue this year with Matt doing his job, and then getting some supports from some younger guys, and then certainly Will, continue to develop and impress with great scrimmages. So we're excited, about the prospect that we'll have another big year.
And finally, just taking a look at Siena as their first game as well, but they return, a fair number of guys who produced for them last year on both sides of the ball. What have you seen from them as you've prepared for this Saturday's contest?
Yeah, Siena's really good. They're gonna give us everything that we can deal with, and certainly a team that made it to their conference finals. And returns pretty much everybody on offense and probably 80% of their defense. So they're going to be hungry. They got some guys coming back for that 5th year grad year. I'm sure they're excited that this is a team that they've built and has been together and very experienced. So, we're gonna have to be at our best on Saturday. So I'm looking forward to a really great game Saturday at 1.